Kenosha School. Kenosha Police and the Kenosha Unified School District say a 16-year-old student brought a gun into Indian Trail High School Monday. That incident comes after a 13-year-old tried getting into Kenosha's Roosevelt Elementary School with airsoft guns last month. A woman's body was found inside a garbage cart in Milwaukee. The discovery was made Monday in an alley behind Bethany Lutheran Church on Milwaukee's west side. Police say the 40-year-old victim had been shot. Police say it's unclear how long the body had been in the cart. No one's been arrested in connection to the homicide. And the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association says it made an error in leaving two high school football teams out of the playoffs. A tie-breaking error gave spots to Pewaukee and Edgewood when they should have gone to Madison West and Greenfield. The WIAA says it'll take steps to address the error. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
The wind will die down this morning. This afternoon, sunny and cold, but not windy. We'll get to around 22 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear 9. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warmer, with highs in the upper 20s. We are going to bounce back to the upper 30s to 40s by the weekend. Need a great holiday gift idea? Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. This stuff is amazing, and everyone will love it. GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It's 9 degrees outside right now. 99.7.
What's today?
You ever wear blue jeans?
Why do you ask?
It's National Blue Jeans Day.
Why are blue jeans blue?
The Blue Jean Committee.
Multiple pairs of blue jeans.
Dungarees are jeans.
Button down and jeans, like always.
Oh, you got jeans on, baby? Are they tight?
I would like to wear blue jeans.
I want blue jeans.
You're getting slacks!
Happy National Blue Jeans Day.
It's showtime.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining you, 7:02 on Thursday morning. Hey, it's National Blue Jeans Day. You can't go wrong with that. I'm going to wear blue jeans all day today. Why not? We're going to be giving away tickets to see A Flock of Seagulls coming up at 7:10 this morning with Emily and myself. Make sure you have that free Civic Media app ready to go. And birthdays and anniversaries, 7:40 a.m. this morning. If you are celebrating or know someone that is, text those in now. And at 7:50, Weekends Are Best with Ben Bromley. Here is Styx. This is something I never have a problem with. Too much time on my hands on Max FM.
Is it any wonder I'm
80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 7:10 on Thursday morning. Survivor, Eye of the Tiger. Dave and Emily joining you on this cool morning. We are going to take a quick look at your weather forecast because we do have some great news. Today, mostly sunny, warming up with a high in the mid-20s. The winds are starting to cease up, so that is a good thing. So throughout the day, those will get a little bit less, so we don't have to worry about those wind chill values. Right now, it's a little cool out there, 9 degrees, and wind chill values right around 0 to 10 below. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 10. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 29. On Saturday, warming up, mostly sunny with a high of 39. On Sunday, beautiful for December, mostly sunny, a high of 48 degrees. Looking forward to having that great warm weather this weekend. I'm excited about that. And Emily, I hope you're able to join us momentarily. Looks like we may be having a little bit of technical difficulties this morning. I'm just checking in real quick to see if she's on. All right, we're going to continue on. So this morning, you have a chance to win. Hey, Emily, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. I'm sorry, I just had a little computer thing. So I am here. Good morning. Good morning, Woo-hoo. Everyone. Good morning, Dave. Woo! It's Thursday.
Yes.
Rock it, this, huh?
We're going to rock this. It's almost Friday. I'm excited to be here. We have a lot of fun things happening. And before I forget, we're going to give away some Flock of Seagulls tickets. We have pairs of tickets to give away this morning. Emily, what do they need to do for a chance to win those tickets?
They need to go ahead and text in using our Civic Media app, which is super easy. Just grab it off the App Store, search up Civic Media, go ahead and find 99.7 Max FM. Go ahead and click on, or I should say touchpad on that little mouse there and hit chat. Ugh, jeez, words are hard. You know what I'm trying to say. Or
text.
Just use your regular messaging to 608-355-9970 and just put in flock or seagulls or flock of or seagulls of a flock and you will have the chance to win Flock of Seagulls tickets. How did I do? All right. Got all
you
the information.
You did great. And there'll be a Crystal Grand December 14th. It's the 80s dance party, so get out that 80s gear and let's rock and roll with the Flock of Seagulls. Can you tell we're excited about that, Emily?
I'm super excited about it. In fact, there's something that makes me happy about just saying Flock of Seagulls, especially when you say it. Seagulls, it's just exciting. Visualize. Oh, just... And then I remember that seagull stealing my sandwich on the beach, and then I get a little bit like... A good and a bad to everything, right?
that's what I always think of when I talk about this now, literally, that I have this image in my head of that seagull walking by or flying by, snatching up your sandwich, flying away, and you're like, bring me back my sandwich, please.
Yeah. It happens so fast that, I mean, it literally was just like WT...
Yeah. What is going on?
So, yeah, it was in mid-flight. Yeah, we'll just go there. No walking. It was in mid-flight. And then it just stood there and swallowed the whole thing whole. Anyways, moving on. We already went through this. Flock of Seagulls tickets. Please go ahead and text in to win. 608-355-9970. Or use the Civic Media app and go to 99.7 Max FM and hit text. And you could win Flock of Seagulls tickets. How much fun is that?
It is fun, and you want to have that Civic Media app on your mobile device ready to go. Our statewide texting contest is back Monday, December 9th, which is this coming Monday. We're going to be giving away fantastic prizes, 7-Eleven, 1 and 4, and you're going to need to do that via the free Civic Media app. You're going to hear more about that throughout the day today. It's the Growing Up Christmas list. We're excited. Grand prizes include a robotic vacuum cleaner and a stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells.
OMG, OMG, can I win? Just kidding. I know I can't. The stay at Chula Vista is going to be so great. Like, I've gotten the opportunity to stay there once before, and it's a great time. You feel like you're, I mean, miles and miles and miles away on vacation. They just do such a nice job. Kind of, you're still in the Dells, but you're also kind of like out of the Dells in this way. You're kind of still surrounded by the woods, and it's so beautiful. So definitely, definitely get in on that text to win. More coming later. You'll hear all about that, the timing throughout the day, and then how to do it. But I think basically you just use the app, just like we said, or use our straight up text line and possibly win those prizes, right?
That's exactly it. We can't make it any more easier than that. Looking forward to that. So stay tuned Monday morning. Emily and I'll be kicking that off at 7 o'clock in the morning. So have that free Civic Media app ready to go. Also, in case people are not aware, the Packers are playing football tonight versus the Detroit Lions. You know, it's going to be a tough game.
It is. It is. I think there's some people coming on a little bit later in our show this morning to talk about some things that could go down this evening and some things that have gone down so far in this season. So that'll be great.
Yeah, we'll have Hanging with Havel 8:30 this morning. And I had somebody already text me and ask where the game is going to be. You need to be on Amazon Prime in order to watch that game this evening. So make sure if you want to see the Packers play, that's how you do it. Or you can also tune into our other Civic Media stations and go to the free Civic Media app. You can find that list of stations. Now, the caveat is you do have to listen to that on the radio. We cannot stream those games. But one other thing I do want to mention is we talk about basketball games. Baraboo Thunderbirds are going to be playing in Milwaukee tomorrow afternoon at Pfizer Forum, and they're playing Richland Center. Center. Our sister station, WRCO, will have both of those games on tomorrow afternoon. You can stream that on the free Civic Media app. Look for WRCO. If you want to hear the Baraboo Thunderbirds versus Richland Center, both boys and girls, Emily.
How much fun is that at Pfizer Forum, too? Wow, that's a big place to play. That must be super exciting for them. Well, I wish them all tons of luck. That's very exciting.
It is. I mean, that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for many of those kids to be able to play at the home of the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, that's amazing, and we're excited that they get to be there. And we were working on all the details yesterday on the ability of where we could have that game streamed. And so we are going to stream that via the free Civic Media app tomorrow. So make sure you download that. You can listen to both of those games on the free Civic Media app. Look for WRCO. And you can also go to WRCO.com or any of those options to listen to that game tomorrow afternoon.
How cool to have them be able to play in such a historical place and also have, you know, little old us be able to listen on our app. Like, that is just connecting all the things. I really just love that for the community. So definitely check that out. That's going to be really cool. There's going to be some local folks at the game, I think, kind of, you know, cheering everybody on and possibly being on the radio, too. So I think it's going to be great. I definitely am cheering them on ahead of time. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yes, it will. The other thing that's going to be a lot of fun, Emily, is our Christmas card.
I know. I can't say enough about this. So we had such a good time with our photo shoot. We're not going to give too much away, but we are definitely looking holiday-ish and for sure goofy. There is no ish after the goofy part this time. I mean, it was there are some photos that were taken that are not going to be on the card that are really funny. So if you're really lucky and you're in our inner circles, which is like basically everybody, you can maybe find one of those other pictures at some point. Maybe like in the middle of the summer when you need like a holiday refresher, it'll be like, check this picture out. It didn't make the cut because there's just, I mean, yeah. We had a good time. I'll just tell you that. It was a lot of fun. We were upstairs in the studio, downtown Baraboo, overlooking the square, and it was all decked out. It was beautiful. So we had a great time. So use that app to go ahead and straight up text us through your phone, 608-355-9970, or use the Civic Media app. Smash that mouse. Don't actually smash the mouse, but you know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead and hit on that and then open it up and just hit that little text spot, and you can go ahead without even putting in a phone number. Old school. And you can just go ahead and text in Christmas card and your name and address, and you will get this beautiful card from us with our goofy faces. And we want to share the holiday spirit with you. So please, all you have to do is text and you get a card. It's really all that easy. So no hoops to jump through on this one. This is easy peasy, and you get an old school holiday card in the mail from us at the morning show.
Yes, we had so much fun doing that. And again, thank you to Rhonda from Purple Lotus Studios for putting up with Emily and I doing that photo shoot. She made us look good. So thank you so much to Rhonda.
Yes.
And again, we're excited to do this. We had so much fun doing this. I hope we can get a couple of the outtakes out on our social media pages. And I just had so much fun doing this. And I enjoy this. So again, text Christmas card to 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media. Also, Seagulls Flock or Seagulls Flock to the text line for a chance to win a pair of Flock of Seagulls tickets. Emily, you and I will be back at 7:40 with birthdays and anniversaries.
Sounds sweet.
The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
At SSM Health, our comprehensive orthopedic team is here to help. We understand life keeps moving, and you should too. From diagnosis to rehabilitation, our expert staff will listen to your concerns, answer questions, and partner with you to set goals toward your individual treatment. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit ssmhealth.com/keepmoving and request an appointment with one of our orthopedic specialists today.
Welcome to the third day of the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas. Indulge in all-you-can-eat sushi or hibachi for lunch or dinner with gift certificates from Sushi Lover at Westtown Mall in Madison. Sushi rolls are made fresh to order by skilled chefs. Experience oriental artwork, stunning decor, and so much more at Sushi Lover in Madison. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $70 worth of gift certificates for just $35. Today only with the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas.
contemplative folk rock duo Avian Aura takes the stage at Konamichi Craft Bar this Saturday night. Catch them at 7:30. Now is the time to book your last-minute holiday party, large or small. Tables and window seats are available for your holiday celebration at Konamichi. Purchase a gift card to treat a family member or friend with the perfect tasteful gift this holiday season. Konamichi Craft Bar on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, where the cocktails, wine, and beer are perfectly paired with exceptional music and art.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning. Ho ho ho!
The Packers and Lions kick off week 14 of the NFL season at Ford Field in Detroit tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The 11-1 Lions can all but eliminate the Packers from any divisional title hopes with a victory. The Lions are banged up, though, yet they still own a 10-game winning streak. Packers have won three straight, but will be without four players, including starters Jaire Alexander and Romeo Doubs. The Badgers signed 24 players to their 2025 recruiting class on the first day of the early signing period yesterday, but they also lost a few to the transfer portal, including wide receiver Trek Cucahana. That's 10 now, the number of announced departures from the program. NBA Bucks fell to the Hawks 119-109. Marquette, they were 81-70 losers at Iowa State. Green Bay Phoenix men fell to IU Indianapolis 84-75. The GB women were 78-56 winners over the same opponent. Wisconsin's Sarah Franklin, who's reigning Big Ten and National Player of the Year, captured her second straight Big Ten Player of the Year honor. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo. Don't forget to text in Seagulls for your chance to win a pair of Flock of Seagulls tickets at the Crystal Grand December 14th. Here's John Mellencamp, Small Town on Max FM.
Town. Gonna die in a small town.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:26 on Thursday morning. Culture Club with Karma Chameleon on Max FM. And more 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you. 7:30 on Thursday morning. Culture Club, Karma Chameleon. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, please text those in now, 608-355-9970, or use a free Civic Media app to let us know about those. Emily and I will be talking about those at 7:40 this morning with our celebrity birthdays and anniversaries. Also, you have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see a flock of seagulls at the Crystal Grand Music Theater December 14th in Wisconsin Dells. You need to text in seagulls to 608-355-9970 or use a free Civic Media app. We're going to pick a winner before 8:30 this morning to win a pair of tickets to see a flock of seagulls. Text in now for your chance to win. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning. morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Care you can grow with. Your family is growing, and so is RAMC. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is adding more nurse midwives to their team of exceptional obstetric care providers. RAMC brings together dedicated nurse midwives, OBGYNs, family practice physicians, and birth center nurses committed to providing exceptional care and the best experience for growing families. To learn more, visit RAMCHealth.com.
The wind will die down this morning. This afternoon, sunny and cold, but not windy. We'll get to around 22 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear 9. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warmer, with highs in the upper 20s. We are going to bounce back to the upper 30s to 40s by the weekend. Need a great holiday gift idea? Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. This stuff is amazing, and everyone will love it. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It's 9 degrees outside right now. 99.7.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM, 7:33 a.m. on a beautiful Thursday morning with Pat Benatar on Max FM.
We are young, hearted to heart, we stand. No promises, no demands. Love is a battle.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Emily and Dave on Thursday morning. It is our time for celebrity and birthdays and anniversaries. If you are celebrating or know someone that is, you still have time to text us 608-355-9970 or text us via the free Civic Media app. Emily, who do you see on our list today?
Oh, there's a lot. Not a whole lot, though, that I am super familiar with. Let's see. Margaret Cho, 56. Happy birthday to her. She's fantastic. Johnny Resnick, 59, from the Goo Goo Dolls. Obviously, it hits like Name, Slide, and Iris from those guys. What a great band. Jack Russell is 64 today. He's a singer of Great White. That band, I don't think they get enough credit for the hair band days. I appreciate Great White a lot because I thought their lyrics were especially funny and candid. So anyhow, Happy birthday to him. Conan Gray is 26. His biggest hit is Heather. What do you see up there? Again, I don't recognize all these.
Yeah,
I recognize
this
like 90%
list is
of them.
Interesting. Today, I do see Frankie Muniz. He's 39. We know him as Malcolm in the Middle and Agent Cody Banks. And the thing that they did not put on our list today is race car driver. He actually does drive a race car now. That is his primary career. And he is going to be racing full-time next year. So he is actually driving a race car. So I found
that
very interesting. Yeah, it's something that's kind of cool to go from being TV star to race car driver and to think about him being Malcolm in the Middle and now driving a car very fast or a race truck very fast. Insanity. Let's see.
Yeah, it kind of throws you off. It doesn't seem right for the character, but yet the actor is not the character, as we know. So
exactly correct. Let's see. Carrie Hilson is 42. R&B singer. Favorite hits are Knock You Down. Jessica Pryor is Mandy Ellis, 44. She was in the SEAL team. And before that, she was Megan, the secretary of Don Draper, falls for Mad Men and Marries in season 5. You know, this list was just very interesting today. Paula Patton is 49. She was the actress who once married Robin Thicke. So there you go. Yeah.
And here we go. Brian Backer is 68. Oh, sorry. I was going to say Brian Backer, Mark Ratner in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. For anyone who hasn't seen that movie, that's listening to this station of the 80s and 90s. Come on. It's like the quintessential high school teenage get in trouble, questionable decision movie ever from the 80s. So definitely see Fast Times. It's like cultish at this point. So anyways, he was a great character. So Brian Backer, I never even knew his real name, but I certainly know the character's name of Rat. So happy birthday to him. What else we got up here? Yes,
Morgan Brittany is 73. She was Catherine Wentworth in the original Dallas. So anyone that remembers Dallas, and you know that series, I still remember Who Shot JR.
Yes. I don't remember the answer to that, but I remember that phrase.
It was a dream.
Did they ever figure it out?
It was a dream. A whole season down the tubes. Oh, so many people were upset with that. They watched it all season long, and it was just a dream. Yeah. I remember that as a kid. Yeah. My parents actually let me watch Dallas, so that was kind of funny.
That was before my bedtime. Sorry, Dave. I didn't get to watch that one unless my parents weren't paying attention, and I got in on Dallas and Dynasty, but those are definitely the grown-up shows that I was supposed to be watching.
I couldn't believe they let me watch it as a kid, quite honestly. And it was one of those I didn't get to watch a lot of TV as a kid. But yeah, it's okay to watch Dallas. I'm like, yeah, there were some questionable decisions there. We'll just leave it at that. But so let's see. And then the last one that I saw is Jose Carreras is 78. The thinnest of the three tenors and by far the most or least famous. People love him. And so that is kind of funny. So
Gotta love some opera.
Indeed.
Well, if these people were unknown, then now they're known because we wish them happy birthday on the morning show here at 99.7 Max FM. So now they're super famous because we know them.
Right. And I'm sure they're all listening.
Always listening. Every person on these lists every day is listening. And they're like, oh, my God, I'm so glad David Emily wished me happy birthday. I'm not going to get through this day otherwise.
So we do
100% hands down, guaranteed on that one. Don't fact check.
Right. Yeah. Don't fact check us. Okay. We have two local birthdays, and this guy is a celebrity. Dr. Jason at Back in Action Chiropractic. It is his birthday today. So happy birthday to Dr. Jason. I'm sure he's cracking up today. Ba bum, bum, bum.
Oh, God, that was so bad. So bad. Okay. Jason, I hope you're cringing and not cracking up because that's just, I can't even say that with the same sentence as chiropractic. That's just so bad, Dave. So it's so bad that it's good. We'll just give you that one.
Well, and I'm going to give him an early birthday present. I didn't rearrange his office when I was in there on Monday. So he should be happy about that because I do have a tendency maybe to prank him every once in a while. So.
Oh, is that right? I'm sure he'll go ahead and get you back.
Oh, he will.
That was terrible.
No pun intended.
I did it.
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, my God. I so did not intend the pun. Wow.
Likely
really just
story.
On fire this morning. Oh, yeah. Who else do you see?
And, of course, another birthday. Our very own Jacqueline. It is her birthday today. Our favorite HR person here. Happy birthday to Jacqueline. I made sure I messaged her early. Luckily, I didn't wake her up. I didn't message her when I first got up. So, it's her birthday today. So, happy birthday to Jacqueline. She is a fantastic person and so enjoyable to work with each and every day.
Yeah, she's so sweet and helpful. And honestly, legit, like, we couldn't do this without her because she's...
No.
You know, keeps us all in line, sort of, kind of, but yes. So thank you and happy birthday, Jacqueline. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do. So, Emily, what we're going to do is you'll be back with me at 8:10 this morning. We have some more fun and shenanigans. We're going to be giving away some tickets again at 8:10 this morning. So you'll be back with me shortly.
Sounds like a plan.
And coming up next, we'll have Ben Bromley, Weekends Are Best.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
It's the season of giving, and Pizza Ranch in Baraboo is helping you spread the cheer. For every $50 gift card you buy, you'll receive a $10 bounce back card for yourself. Plus, you can help a family in need with a pizza pack donation. Pizza Ranch is where your gift keeps on giving to you and to others. So stop by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and give the gift of pizza this season. Treat yourself, treat others, and make someone's holiday a little brighter.
Weekends Are Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo, and we have the most famous person in Baraboo with us today. Good morning, Ben Bromley. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Dave. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic. The sun is out. It's a beautiful day out there this morning, just slightly chilly.
That's the spirit. You're frozen, but you're happy.
Exactly. And, you know, so many wonderful things that are going on in this area over the weekend. And I can't be more excited to talk about that with you today.
Same, Dave. Let's get into it. So we've got a busy holiday season. Of course, you and I have been talking about holiday events the past couple of weeks. Well, we're going to have more for you coming up the first weekend of December. The Santa Express is going to have its second weekend of rides. It, of course, was in action last weekend, and it's going to continue Saturday and Sunday out at the Mid-Continent Railway Museum. They've got departures of 4 a day Saturday and Sunday, so you can take a train ride through the Sauk County Wilderness with the big guy himself.
That sounds like a lot of fun. What else is going on in this weekend?
Well, we'll remind folks, every Saturday, downtown Baraboo is presenting horse-drawn carriage rides, visits with Santa, and strolling carolers from 11 to 2. You can have that old-fashioned, down-home Christmas spirit downtown every Saturday during the holiday season from 11 until 2.
And that's a great time. You get to see historic downtown Baraboo, horse-drawn and wagon ride. Hey, Wendy and I have done that. It is such a great thing to do, so make sure you do that. That happens every Saturday until Christmas, and Max FM is one of the sponsors of that this year as well.
Wow, nice work. Thank you for bringing that to us. It's like a Hallmark movie come to life downtown every Saturday.
It is. It is so neat. If you have not been down there at night, you have to check it out.
Now, if you happen to miss Santa in downtown Baraboo, I've got you covered. Another option for you. You can find him at Outlets at the Dells. He's going to be there Saturday and Sunday from noon until 4 p.m. for Selfies with Santa.
I mean, oh, that sounds like so much fun.
Now, we've got another big event. This is one of the annual favorites in town. The Sauk County Historical Society presents an event called Holiday Tour of Homes. This is your chance. You know, people like to do sort of that looky-loo, you know, looking on real estate websites, mm-hmm. checking out what houses look like. Well, here's one where you're actually invited to check out some historic homes around Baraboo for the holiday season. That takes place from 2 until 7 p.m. Saturday. Now, there is an admission fee. It's $15 in advance. I believe we have tickets for those at the Chamber Visitor Center, by the way. You can also pay $18 on the day of the event, but they're showcasing several historic homes, and you can check out Willowwood Inn as well.
Oh, that sounds like a blast. So again, that's this Saturday from 2 to 7 p.m.
Exactly right. All right, now let's talk about a little live music, Dave. Broken Bottle Winery has Richardson Acoustic coming in Saturday from 1:30 until 4:30. And sticking with that live music and craft wine theme, I'll mention that Justin Routabush, another local favorite, he's going to perform at Balanced Rock Winery Saturday from 3 until 5:30. But wait, there's more.
There's more.
We also have Avian Aura. They're going to perform at Kanamichi, downtown Baraboo. That's going to be Saturday night at 7:30.
So you can go all over the place, get some great wine and music all afternoon and evening long in the Baraboo area.
And I'll mention there's yet another event this weekend at Mid-Continent Railway Museum. We talked about the Santa Express. Well, they're also having, and Santa Express is during the morning and afternoon, they're also having the Holiday Flyer Hot Cocoa Ride. That's going to depart at 4 p.m. Saturday. So I should say they have two departures. One's at 4 and one's at 5:30. So if you happen to miss the Santa Express, there's another opportunity. You can have some nice, refreshing, warming, hot cocoa aboard the train at Mid-Continent.
And the weather's going to be beautiful this weekend, so this is a weekend to get out and do that.
No doubt about that. Well, spinning it forward to Sunday, Dave, we already talked about the Santa Express being Saturday and Sunday and the Santa Selfies at the Outlet Mall being Saturday and Sunday. But we've got a great opportunity for music lovers out there Sunday afternoon and evening. So Sunday afternoon, the Campus and Community Choir, now that's comprised of community members, but also students at UW-Baraboo. They're going to present their holiday concert Sunday afternoon at the Al Ringling Theater. That's going to take place at 2 p.m. at our historic theater, and the admission fee is only $5.
What a deal. And the Packers are not playing this Sunday either.
No Packer game to worry about. Exactly right. Boy, what a brilliant scheduling move.
Yes. Well played.
And another option for you, our friends at St. Joseph Catholic Church, they're presenting a service called Advent Lessons and Carols, and this is something that's open to the public. They're putting together an ecumenical choir to perform. It does include yours truly. This is going to take place at 7 p.m. at St. Joe's, and the idea here being scripture readings and special music. Obviously, it's highlighting that sacred spirit of this season.
And that, if you've not had a chance to do that, that is a great event to go to. So you can listen to some great music in the afternoon and in the evening. Again, no Packer game to interfere with that at all.
Exactly,
so
right.
Get
and
out and enjoy these.
That's going to be at 7 p.m. In case I didn't mention that.
And you're going to be there as well. So
my wife is in the St. Joe's Choir. So the St. Joe's Choir is the basis of it. But they're plugging in a few ringers, including the occasional Methodist.
Gotcha. So you're one of the ringers this weekend.
So they're going to have prelude music at 6:45, followed by the scripture readings and special music at 7.
So stop out and see that. And again, Sunday is going to be a beautiful day to be out and about as well. We're talking highs in the mid-40s.
Sure,
so no weather issues whatsoever.
So that's a full weekend of Saturday, Sunday holiday activities here in the Baraboo area, Dave.
Fantastic. And so you will be joining us again next Thursday. And I took a peek at the calendar for next weekend. There is a lot going on next weekend as well. So
yeah, Barb and I had this convo that the challenge is, of course, everyone loves the holiday events. They love attending them and they love participating in them. But it's a pretty narrow window to sneak all these in between Thanksgiving. And you don't want to get too close to Christmas where people are traveling. So really, this weekend and next, and this, like you mentioned, especially next, is really jam-packed with holiday events.
Oh, yeah, it is. And so get out and enjoy it. Beautiful weather ahead this weekend. So, Ben, you'll be back with us next Thursday at this same time.
I sure will. And if there's anything we didn't get to, people want to check out the full calendar. You know, you and I can never get to absolutely everything. Feel free, please, visit baraboo.com and see the full calendar there.
Awesome. Ben, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too, Dave.
We will talk to you next week. Weekends Are Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here. Ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the fun zone is open, too. Come on over, relax, and let Pizza Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
Meh. Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. We had to get the Goo Goo Dolls in. Big birthday today, so we're going to play Slide. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile? Yeah, we're gonna let it slide.
you love the life you kill? The priest is on the phone. Your father hit the wall. Your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me to be a man or something I can change. I live around here. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you slide? Nothing to fall. Oh, man. Put your arms around me. What you feel is what you are. What you are is beautiful. Oh, man. You wanna get married? Run away. Nothing that falls.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An update on the fatal shooting of a company CEO. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in New York City near where United Healthcare executive Brian Thompson was killed and says police may be narrowing in on a suspect.
Police now have a